Psalms 23. Hallelujah. Psalms 23 and there are only 6 verses. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's read the first verse.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
Amen. Look at somebody and say that. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Amen. A very simple and short message. Hallelujah. But a very clear word. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Entitle the message, Following the Shepherd. Look at somebody and say, Follow the Shepherd. Amen. Following the Shepherd. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. One of the greatest privileges, one of the greatest blessings that anyone can have in their earthly life is the luxury of connection. Amen. To be connected with the Good Shepherd, Jesus Christ. Amen. The greatest privilege on planet Earth that you and me can have is to have a connection, to have a divine, holy connection with Jesus Christ, the Good Shepherd. Amen. The psalmist is saying, The Lord is my shepherd. Amen. The ability to embrace the goodness of our shepherd. Amen. The ability to embrace the goodness of our shepherd is the escape that we have from an evil life. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, if you follow Jesus the shepherd, it is not in vain. There are certain privileges or blessings that God's word gives to people who follow him. The first one is what is called divine provision. Divine provision. Here the shepherd is, the scripture is saying, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Not, I shall not lack. There is a difference between lack and want. When you have no food to eat, it means you are lacking. But when you have food to eat, and when you want to eat a better, tastier food, it is want. Are you with me? The mutton is there, the chicken is there. Don't have chicken and duck right now. If you are a Malayali in Kerala, but the food is there. If you have no food, it is lack. But if you have food and you choose a better food, it is want. And the Bible is very clear. The Bible says, The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Imagine you have a flat. If you don't have a home, you are lacking. But if you have a flat and you want a villa, the Lord says, you shall not want. Come on. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. In other words, God does not want his children to lack at all. Your basic necessities in life, you don't have to worry. It will come. But if you want the luxuries of life, then the Bible says, follow the shepherd. Because if you follow the shepherd, that is Jesus, you are not permitted to have a want in your life. Come on. Come on. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. It is a blessing that comes to people who follow the shepherd. The second blessing is supernatural rest. Open your mouth and say, supernatural rest. The second verse says there, He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. Not troubled waters, but still waters. Are you with me? Some of you need to meditate upon this psalm the whole month of December. Take each verse and meditate upon it. Chew on it. It will be a very, it will be a huge blessing. Just chew and meditate upon this psalm. It is very simple, but one of the most powerful psalms. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Not troubled waters, but calm waters. In other words, God is wanting you to be peaceful, not agitated and troubled and, you know, all worked up and stressed out. And people who follow the shepherd escape from agitation. The genuine walk with the shepherd is what gives you a deliverance from worry. Most people get up worrying, go to sleep worrying. They worry about the today. They worry about the tomorrow. They worry about the yesterday. That's not the portion for somebody who follows Jesus. Jesus said, I will give you supernatural rest. Somebody say amen to that tonight. Hallelujah. Some of you need to be calm in your heart, in your mind. You are troubled. Your home needs to be peaceful. Your heart needs to be peaceful. It is the peace of God in your heart that will radiate upon your home. He leads you beside still waters. Open your mouth and say, He leads me beside still waters. He leads me beside still waters. Let that agitation, that trouble, that stress, that worked up thought feelings go from your lives. May you enjoy God's rest. May 2015, 2014 December and 2015 be year of rest and peace upon your hearts and lives in the name of Jesus. Somebody receive it in faith tonight. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Supernatural rest. Praise the Lord. Lift your hand and say, supernatural rest. Some of you just need to shrug off your worry. Are you with me? You're worked up about a lot of things. Just shrug it off. Just do this. If you were in the gym, you would have done a chest press like that. But just, praise the Lord. Just shrug it off. Are you with me? Don't carry that weight. Don't carry that tension. Don't carry that anxiety. Don't think it is your portion. Hallelujah. Enjoy the peace of God tonight. Let the word of God bring rest upon your soul. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. The third blessing is divine direction. Verse 3. Verse 2, it's a, He leadeth me. He leadeth me. In other words, He gives me guidance. No misroute. No misdirection. Are you with me? How many of you don't want to go in the wrong direction? How many of you would like Jesus to lead you? Oh, that is one of the powerful blessings. Are you with me? We live in a world where there are a lot of traps, lot of temptation, lot of pit holes, lot of pits, lot of holes, lot of, you know, crookedness, a lot of wickedness, a lot of people waiting to betray you and to kill you and to destroy you. The devil has got the most destructive plans across your life. But the Bible says, he who follows the Lord, he leadeth me, he leadeth me, he leadeth me, he leadeth me. You won't go in the wrong direction. You won't get into a pit. You won't go, hallelujah, fall into a ditch. He leadeth you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. He leadeth me. He gives me direction. In other words, you won't have a wrong wife if you're not married. He guides you into the right marriage. Ah. He guides you to make the right decision for that investment. The money that you deposited to buy a land or to buy something is not going to go to waste, because he's going to guide your steps into making the right decisions. Come on. Somebody needs to say amen to these blessings over your life. Amen. Hallelujah. He leadeth you to get into the right kind of taxi or auto. Your children want to go to school, want to go somewhere for shopping. No. Somebody who is a child molester, who is a taxi driver, is not going to take your kid away, because you're going to get into the right safe taxi. We are living in India, aren't we? We have divine protection through Jesus Christ. He leadeth me. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. I mean, if he leads you, he will pull you back from that which is wrong. The path you should not take, he will pull you back from it. Ah. If it is a wrong marriage, he will pull you back before you step into it. And touch your feet and say, he leadeth me. Jesus will lead my steps. The steps of the righteous are ordered by the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. The right place to go for a holiday. The right friends to have. The right business to start. He leadeth me. We don't want to go on our own. Do our own stuff. If Jesus is your shepherd and you're following him, he leadeth me. If you have taken a wrong turn and you've gone the wrong route, he will lead you back to following the right route. You feel, some of you prophetically, you have made a wrong business decision, he will lead you right out of it, back into the right one. Children, going into the right school to study. Are you with me? Next school year, you are not going to go to some school because everybody else is going into that same school or going into that same college. Hallelujah. You are going into the place where Jesus wants to lead you. Yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yes. Hallelujah. He leadeth me. Open your mouth and say, he leadeth me. You want to buy the right car? Praise the Lord. You want to get on the right flight? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He leadeth me. Praise the Lord. Amen. Paul and the disciple wanted to go into a place called Asia, but the Spirit of the Lord checked them. Said, don't. Turn back. Go. Because the Lord led their steps. Are you with me? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Open your mouth and say, Jesus, guide my steps. Lead my steps. Lead my steps. Lead the steps of my family. Praise the Lord. Put your hands together. Bless the name of Jesus. Receive it tonight, the grace to walk in the right path. He can lead you away from the wrong relationship. He can lead you away from that which is wrong. He leadeth me. Are you with me? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. You won't enter the wrong hands. You won't enter the wrong place of work. Praise the Lord. Look at somebody and say, congratulations. you won't enter the wrong place of work. You won't enter 2015, you won't enter the wrong place of work or wrong place of investment. Hallelujah. Congratulations. God is going to guide your steps. Hallelujah. He's going to lead you. Hallelujah. Jesus is your shepherd. Hallelujah. Amen. The fourth one. Supernatural restoration. Supernatural restoration. Some of you just need to open your mouth and say that. Supernatural restoration. To the place that God has kept for you, to restore you back to that. Are you with me? Some of you don't need new gifts. You just need to be restored back to the gifts that you once had. Some of you started your walk for the Lord. You had self-control. You had love. You had a prayer life. You had a Bible study. You were committed to the church. You wanted to go forth for a mission. You were willing to serve. You spoke in tongues. You prayed for somebody, they were healed. Hallelujah. You had the gifts, but somewhere along the way, hallelujah, as the years went by, you've lost it. But He's a God of supernatural restoration. He can restore all that you lost back to you. Even tonight, receive it by faith. The graces and the gifts and the blessings that you even had in the past to come back upon your life in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus. I remember, you know, I think it was while we were preaching once in Carisbrook, and I had asked the Lord for a unique anointing, you know, while I was preaching, I wanted the power of God to fall upon people. And people, there was a, you know, I know Jerry was there with me for that crusade. You're preaching, and a lady sitting there, she just flew off her chair. The power of the word, just boom. You just need to be restored back to the gifts that you had. The passion that you had for Jesus. How many of you believe that our shepherd is a God of restoration? He can restore your marriage. He can restore your health. He can restore your life. He can restore that which the devil has destroyed. He is a God of restoration. He can restore your finances. He can restore your blessing. He can restore your integrity. He can restore your character. He can restore your mind. He can restore your life. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Open your mouth and say, supernatural restoration. Praise the Lord. I see some of you getting restored back into the work of God. Some of you are going to be on fire for the Lord. Hallelujah. Some of you are going to start prayer meetings. Hallelujah. Some of you are going to minister to people. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus. Some of you are going to go and call somebody and bring them into the church. The gift and the anointing of God is going to operate through you. You used to do that. Hallelujah. Some of you are going to start prayer groups in your schools. Hallelujah. The glory of God will be manifested through you. Put your hands together and bless the name of Jesus. Once again, He's a God of restoration. Praise the Lord. Amen. The next fifth point. Follow the shepherd for divine protection and preservation. Divine protection and preservation. Open your mouth and say that. Divine protection and preservation. Amen. Divine protection and preservation. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Psalms 23, it says there. The fourth verse. Yes, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Praise the Lord. Some of you who are insecure need to meditate on that. The rod and staff is not because somebody is going for a fancy dress competition. Are you with me? The rod and staff the shepherd is holding to protect you and to preserve you. Whew. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus. Amen. If you have entered into the fire, you will exit the fire. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. If you have entered into the lion's den, he will bring you out of the lion's den. Whew. I am preaching much better than that, the way that you are responding. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus tonight. Hallelujah. If you have entered into some trap, his rod and staff is going to bring you out of that trap. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. Tonight be a night of deliverance, of supernatural preservation, of supernatural protection. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. He can protect you from witchcraft. He can protect you from black magic. He can preserve you from the envy of people. Amen. No man or woman who's got breath in their nostrils is powerful enough to take away the breath in your life. He can protect you. Hallelujah. No witch is strong enough. Be witchy enough to destroy your life. Are you with me? Praise the Lord. For the Lord himself will protect and preserve you. When you go through the valley of the shadow of death, remember, it is a shadow. The shadow, not reality. Shadow. Praise the Lord. The shadow of a serpent never bit anybody. That which is threatening you cannot kill you. Are you with me? There is no danger in a shadow. Come on. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Shadow is not reality. Are you with me? Praise the Lord. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. That medical report which the doctor gave is a shadow. The reality is God's word. By his stripes you were healed. Praise the Lord. Amen. Some of you who are sick, I want to tell you something. Before your sickness came, your healing came. Your sickness came maybe 10 years back. Praise the Lord. Or 40 years back. Praise the Lord. But your healing came 2,000 years ago when Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary. Hallelujah. He shed his blood and by his stripes you are healed. You were healed. Your healing came first before your sickness. Even tonight, put your hands together. Receive your healing in the name of Jesus. May the preserving power of health and healing be upon you tonight in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. The sixth one. Supernatural celebration. Supernatural. Supernatural celebration. Thou preparest, the fifth verse, a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Praise the Lord. Supernatural. Open your mouth and say supernatural celebration. Praise the Lord. Amen. I am feasting. He has prepared a table for me. I am feasting in front of people who don't like me. That's what the psalmist is saying. My enemies are all around me, but I am feasting. Sometimes you pray for your enemies to go, your enemies won't go. You know why? Because God wants them to see when you are blessed. Don't pray for the absence of enemies. Look for the table. Hallelujah. That God is preparing for you. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus. You are eating, they are swallowing saliva. Praise the Lord. There's an anointing of celebration. Praise the Lord. People said, you won't get married, you will get married in front of your enemies. People said, you can't have a baby, you won't have a child, you will have a child, you will have a baby, you will bring that baby for the glory of God. Hallelujah. You will celebrate. Some people said, you can't build a house, you will build your house. Some people said, you won't get out of your debt, you will get out of your debt. He will prepare a table for you in the presence of your enemies. Ah, yeah, 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 yeah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Some of you might be saying, when is it going to happen, Lord? When will this change happen in my life? Let me tell you when. When God is finished with His preparation, He prepares the table for you. The longer the wait, the bigger the table. Praise the Lord. The longer the wait, the bigger the table. The bigger the table. Hallelujah. Hannah cried. She cried in the presence of God because she wanted a child. Hallelujah. The bigger table. Samuel the prophet, from Dan to Bathsheba, none of the words that he prophesied ever fell in a wrong way. It came to pass. Hallelujah. The best prophet that Israel had seen came out. Hallelujah. The longer the wait, the bigger the table. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus. The anointing of celebration. Lift your hand and say, thank you, Lord. 2015. Hallelujah. 2015. Jesus, I want to follow you. I want to follow you. I want to follow you. I want to have divine celebration. I want to rejoice in front of my enemies. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Seventh point. 8 points are there. The seventh one. Supernatural anointing. Thou anointest my head with. I want to hear that. I want to hear that. Thou anointest my head with. Thou anointest my head with. See, some problems you will never be able to figure out with your head. Why certain things are happening in your life? Why certain things have not come to pass in your life? Why did this happen to that person? Why did that happen to the other person? You cannot figure out everything in your small little brain. That is why you need supernatural anointing. Thou anointest my head with oil. The anointing oil on your head will protect you from unnecessary frustration in your head. Are you with me? Praise the Lord. Somebody lost the dear one. They had prayed, but nothing happened. Why? God knows. The anointing will teach you. The anointing over your head is what will protect you. Don't try to figure it out in your head. You are not that smart. Are you with me? Praise the Lord. Amen. The eighth one, divine presence. Psalms 23 verse 6. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. Some days of my life. Some days. All the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord for ever. I will enjoy divine presence. His goodness, His mercy, dwelling in the house of God, His presence, I will enjoy forever. What a blessing. Nobody wants that. Woo. The divine presence of Jesus, the holy presence of Jesus, where you are overwhelmed, saturated, overpowered, empowered, embodied by the presence of God. Who? Are you with me? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. If God be for you, who can be? See, Paul is saying, if God be for me, who can be against us? If God be for us, who can be against us? He's saying, this divine presence is there with me. And he says, I looked to the heavens, I looked at the earth, I looked at the demonic world, everything. I searched it out and realized that nothing can stop me if His divine presence is with me. The Red Sea cannot stop me. Overflowing Jordan cannot stop me. The walls of Jericho cannot stop me. Hallelujah. Balaam the prophet's curses cannot stop me. Hallelujah. Oh, His presence is with me. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Lift your hand and say, thank you, Jesus. Say, Lord, I want your presence. Open your heart and say, Jesus, I want your divine presence in my life, in my family. I want your divine presence, Lord. Amen. These are the blessings that are mentioned. There could be more. I have preached Psalm 23 many a time. But you meditate on these six verses. You meditate on each verse till you find the witness of the Holy Spirit in your heart, assuring you. Are you with me? Now, what does it mean to follow the shepherd? Three quick points and I close. What does it mean to follow the shepherd? The first point, you have to be his sheep. Only sheep will follow the shepherd. Jesus looked and said, go tell that fox, Herod, don't be a fox. The Lord said, go tell that fox. Speaking about King Herod, he said, go tell that fox, don't be a fox. Foxes cannot follow the shepherd. Jesus looked at the Pharisees who were critical of everything that he did. And he said, you generation of vipers. Help me. Malayalam, I like that. You can give them a family name. Anali Parambil. Vipers. Anali Parambil. Anali Parambil. Don't be a snake. Be a sheep. Don't be a goat. It's okay to have a goatee. But don't be a goat. Don't be a dog. Go back to your own vomit. Don't keep going back. Don't be a pig. Going and playing in the dirt again and again. Don't. Be a sheep. Look at somebody and say, be a sheep. You have to make up your mind to be a sheep. It denotes submission. You prepared your mind to be a sheep. The second point, be ready to follow. Be ready to. You cannot be led if you are not ready to follow. I cannot lead you if you are not ready to follow. Jesus cannot lead you if you are not ready to follow. In other words, surrender your plans to Him. There was a time when people who came into church would, in 22 years of ministry now, by the grace of God, there was a time when everyone who came into church would pray and say, Lord, if they're going to do anything, is this your will? Do you want me to do that? Now they make their own plans and go ahead with it. There was a time when, before they did something, another believer would ask them, did you pray? Have you prayed about it? Now you get irritated by that word pray. I know what to do. You know everything. That's your problem. Be ready to follow. Where you lead me, Lord, is where I will go. Oh, are you still with me tonight? Amen. The third point. Follow the path of righteousness. What does it mean to follow the shepherd? Follow the path of righteousness. Not ungodliness and wickedness. Not compromise. And not the place where you feel like a hypocrite because you're compromising. No. You follow the path of righteousness. And the fourth point, what does it mean to follow the shepherd? Maintain faith. Maintain faith in the shepherd. He loves me too much to leave me stranded. Have that faith. You have to maintain it. Keep it. He loves me too much to leave me stranded. Maintain your faith. In Psalms 23 verse 4 it says, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will bear no evil. That's a choice. Are you with me? That's a choice. He says, I won't give in to fear. I will maintain my faith in the shepherd. In other words, I refuse to fear. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will not fear. Some of you need to maintain your faith. I refuse to fear. This last scripture in 6th verse, it says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all through the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord. The choice. He says, I will dwell. I refuse to move out from the presence of God. I will dwell. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Follow the shepherd. He is Jesus. Let's close our eyes. Let's take a decision to follow Jesus, our shepherd, even into 2015 and for the rest of our life. I can preach the word, but you can respond to the word now.